For one Los Angeles man, the alternatives were a life of crime or not leading a life of crime. He said he'd chosen the latter, but police have now arrested a notorious gang member who was near the top of the city's new most wanted list. Cody Scott is a best-selling author whose life story is about to be turned into a movie, and he also has a nickname that speaks to the brutality he once carried out on the streets of L.A. NPR's Madalit Del Barco reports.
Author Sonika Shakur was born Cody Scott in South Central L.A. 43 years ago, but he was known to police and fellow members of the 8-Tray Gangsters Crips as Monster. On a BET talk show a few years ago, he explained how he got the nickname when he was just 13 years old.
The name came from a beating that I had given a guy. We had robbed him.
Okay.
And the dude hit me in the face, and then we chased him and beat him and stomped him and disfigured him. And the pigs, police, were saying that whoever had did this to this cat was Monster. And the look on the people's faces when I came back to the hood that night, it was just power. I felt it. And I just took that name. Mm.
Scott says the beating left the man in a coma. He wrote about it later when he was in prison in a candid autobiography that became a bestseller. He also wrote about converting to Islam and moving away from gang life. A film version of the book is reportedly in the works by the director of the movie Training Day. But none of this impresses L.A. Police Chief William Bratton.
I didn't like his book and I didn't like him, so I'm kind of happy to see that we got him back again and put him behind bars again.
Scott was already a fugitive for parole violations when Bratton listed him on the city's new most wanted list of gang members. This week, after an anonymous tip, police arrested Monster Cody for allegedly breaking into a man's home and beating him while trying to steal his car. Bratton told reporters this could mean a life sentence for Scott.
The reality is we're charging him with a crime as recently as December. So if he's turned his life around, that it must have been since December. That's why we're out seeking him. It's not about the fact he wrote a book a number of years ago, that he's a celebrity. Could give a hoot less if he's a celebrity, as long as he's not out beating the hell out of people, disfiguring them and stealing their cars.
But gang expert Alex Alonso says there are much worse monsters out there than Cody Scott.
It was absolutely ridiculous that they put him on a top 10 gang most wanted list when we have a whole lot of unsolved murders out there.
Alonso runs the website streetgangs.com. He says he thinks Scott's arrest was motivated by politics and PR.
We're in a mode right now where we need to at least appear to be hard on crime, hard on gang crime specifically, and what better way to do it than arrest one of the most famous gang members in Los Angeles right now, Monster Cody.
Scott's book editor, Morgan Entrekin, says he spoke to him just last week and urged him to surrender.
I did not think that he was very involved anymore. But, you know, I think it's also very hard to leave your old ways behind. And I just hope that through his writing, he might be able to put that life behind him. I think he's a talented writer. And I think that he had a future as a writer and has a future as a writer. And I was sorry to hear about all this.
Entrekin says just last month, Scott turned in the manuscript for a novel set in South Central L.A. The main character was a gangbanger trying to get out of thug life. Madalit Del Barco, NPR News. ¶¶